Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Everybody, this is your boy King Edward Undead with another episode of Dead City Radio. And you know, I should just remind everybody to spread this show around. Make sure to share it with friends. You know, I kind of forget to say that. Make sure to share the link with friends and do what you can to, you know, let everyone know that Dead City Radio is in session. So, anyways, as you could tell for tonight's show, we are going to talk about my bets on the 2016 Ghostie Awards. And I heard two new awards were added. I'm not sure about others. I only listened to about half of the show. It went on pretty quick, though, like because I had so much interest in it. I mean, it passed an hour like in 30 minutes. Like, it felt like 30 minutes. Like literally an hour felt like 30 minutes. And that was for today's 600th broadcast. Now, I'm going to open up the file My Ghostie Bets, which is a Word file that I kept with myself. And I'm going to tell you, each of y'all, why I choose each of these guys for the nomination of Best Whatever. So there are 15 that I know. Two new ones were added. There were 13 original ones. Now, I did change it sometimes, so hear me out on this. So let's talk about everything on this list. We have the best shout-out name, all right? That's our first one. The best shout-out name, I'm sorry, my favorite shout-out name, and I don't think he's going to win, but Bubbly Butt Butter. I'm not joking. I know it's disgusting, but Bubbly Butt Butter. I hope he wins. I'm sure he won't. I'm sure that bet will go down the drain pretty quick. I haven't chosen a remix or an audio splice. Okay, there's one audio splice that I want. So for like the second one, the best remix, I don't know. Third, best audio splice. It would have to be the one where Ghost is like, what's going on between me and Alex Jones is personal, all right? That one. I hope that one wins. That one was a really good one. I did play that on the air, but it was made by Rational Ryan. And everyone started taking the idea and started making their own versions of it. But the original idea came from Rational Ryan. And I was the original guy who played it on the air and saved the show from being so serious. Yeah, Radio Graffiti. It was when True Capitalist Radio, when Radio Graffiti was dying, and everyone just kept coming up with topics. And I'm going to guess this was around the time when Skype kind of shut down, and everyone had to depend on Google Plus, their cell phones, or their home phones. But I don't know, man. But I think the personal business with Alex Jones and Ghost was my favorite. I was contacting Rational Ryan on Skype about it, and I'm hoping that he can bring that splice back to light, the original. So anyways, the best fail troll, which is the fourth one, best fail troll, I am choosing Twiley Atkins. Obviously, Twiley Atkins is the worst troll ever. I mean, look, she sparked the bronies to come back, and Look, I did a rant on her before, and I said she was the worst troll ever. That's why I'm betting she will be the best fail troll. But to be honest, in all honesty, I choose her as that. I mean, I could say Homer Bouvier, because he forced a lot of things. I don't want to say tub guy. To be honest, I don't want to get smacked. I really don't. The thing is that tub guy's very cheesy, but he's not a fail troll. He's neutral with me. I just think people praise him too much. Even though I think he will deserve the award, because he hasn't won a ghostie ever. So if I had to say who the best fail troll would be, that would be Twiley Atkins. So for best trans-testicle, I would choose Amy Daly, obviously. I think she's a really good caller on Ghost Show, you know. She talks about a lot of important things on the show. I'm not going to name any out, but obviously she's got the win. Best Mexican, or person that's related to a Mexican, I don't know. I put in Asho, okay? There's no other Mexican I know that calls into that show. I really don't know any other Mexican that calls into True Capitalist Radio besides Asho. I mean, look, he won the last Ghostie in 2011. That's when the last one was, so that was 5 years ago. But I hope Asho makes a second win, 2-0 for Best Mexican. Make it happen. Now, the seventh one, Best Black Guy. This took me a while to make my bet, but I haven't even submitted it yet. But I want to go for the African Booty Scratcher, who is a troll on Radio Graffiti. I haven't heard from him for a while, but he's this guy. Like, he's the African Booty Scratcher. I'm choosing that guy because I don't know a legit black guy who has called Ghost. I mean, look, Ghost is made up a black guy. And I'm not sure if he counts as black, but I think the Brony Network is black. I have no clue, though. If he's black, then maybe I could put him as best black guy. Who knows? For best Brony, now, you know I've had my grudge with the Bronies lately. Best Brony, I would have to go for the Brony Network. And for a good reason. You know, they provide content for a lot of things. Now, to be honest, the Brony Network just does a good job live streaming on YouTube for people who don't know how to use Blog Talk Radio. You know, people go to YouTube. And every time I go over there, there's about almost 100 to 200 viewers a day on every live stream. So it's nice to see them, but their chat room is shit. I'll be honest, they're shit. They're like the complete polar opposite of the Tiny Chat, OG Capitalist Army chat room. I'm sorry, man. It was just Brony Network, please don't affiliate yourself with these cancerous bronies. I mean, you're better than this. Anyways, most memorable meme of the year. I'm going for Viet fucking Nam. I was going to go for Remove Kebab, but I thought, you know, never mind. Let's go for a meme that was on Ghost Show, because Remove Kebab was already a public meme, and it's outdated already, if you think about it. But I still kind of kick it like a dead horse, you know. I'm still kicking that dead horse. But Viet fucking Nam, and why? I don't know. I just like Vietnam War jokes, and I know it's cruel that I'm saying this, but the thing is that, you know, I talked about that with my mom. She's like, no, the Vietnam War wasn't funny. Oh, of course it wasn't. I mean, it's a cruel joke. I mean, there's a lot of other great memes. There was the double dip. I'm not a big fan of the double dip meme. The butter meme, it's pretty funny. What else? A lot of memes came up. But Viet fucking Nam would have to be my bet for that one. So for worst TCR character, I chose the Teutonic Plague because of his boasting and kiss-assing personality. Now, he is a great troll, but he is not a good serious caller. I'm sorry. even though he went after he got banned and he left with a bang, I think that was his best moment in True Capitalist Radio history. I think that the Teutonic Plague is better off being a troll. I mean, he came on the show again after his banning, but Ghost got trolled by him again. That was funny, though. Even though he said he exposed himself, I, the Teutonic Plague, am a brony. Like, when he said that, I just broke out. I'm sorry, when Ghost reacted, that was just so funny. Even though it was a cancerous idea, I think it really worked. So, let's see. The next one, TCR Fan of the Year. And I'm going for Squid Girl on this one, and for a great reason. I just think that Squid Girl has provided a lot of info on Ghost's Twitter. I think that, you know, she's a very serious person who takes politics seriously. And I really do enjoy what she does. I mean, look, she's not as serious as I am, and, you know, sometimes I'm that guy and I want Ghost to retweet my stuff, because why not? But I have to realize that I have to share legit information for him to do that. I just feel honored every time he retweets or mentions me or anything. Look, I even got the first Twitter shout-out for the 600th broadcast, and that was fun. Getting the first shout-out for today, that was fun. Well, let's see. TCR Troll of the Year. I'm going for Boat073, and for a good reason. He's made a lot of great remixes. I mean, I hated him at first, you know. It felt like that he was power thirsty for cans. He was causing hurricanes everywhere. But I got used to him. I think he's the best troll, you know, doing Insta remixes. I mean, that's his job. I mean, that's very professional of him to do that. I don't know. I don't know what is even more professional, actually doing that or actually making a Vocaloid, like making a remix during the show's like broadcasting, or like, you know, Boat's got to get a job for that. I'm sure he's considering it, but no way. I think when I heard from that, when I said, oh, you should be an audio engineer, he's like, nah, I'm just going to do something else. You know, it's not my thing. It's like, come on, it is. Like, it's his fucking talent. Boat is the true talent of trolling. But don't say the troll of the year is going to be Tough Guy. He's a cheesy motherfucker. And I don't want to do a rant on him because everyone's going to go on me saying, oh, he's the best troll. He's the best troll. No, he's fucking cheesy. And look, you can even tell that Ghost is faking rage at times. I like the realism of his fake rages. But here's the problem. It sounds faker when he's reacting to Tub Guy. I mean, there were a few times where it sounded like more legitimate reactions, but it just sounded very fake when he was reacting to Tub Guy near the end. Everyone's saying, 614, 614, 614. Like, it pissed me off. I mean, I hated it. I was like, secretly, I didn't want, I just said no, because I don't know what else to say. If I said anything, they would fucking slap me. And look, I mean, the cheesiest idea that he ever had was to, like, the cheesiest idea that Tub Guy ever had was to have a dinosaur from Jurassic Park come to Ghost's door. That is so fucking cheesy. I'm sorry for going on that tirade against Tub Guy. I don't hate the guy. I just think that his ideas are so fucking cheesy. I just wish that he could come up with something that would, like, be very humorous, in my taste, kind of. In my taste of humor, at least. Like, I hate it when somebody has a different kind of humor and it's not funny. So, anyways, Capitalist of the Year. I'm actually going for Karaskin on this one. Now, the original guy I was going to go for was the Trumping Capitalist, but Karaskin, because he's making money off of making books. Like, I think comic books or art or something. He's selling art. He was even selling some partial nudity art. I'm down with that, though. I enjoyed that. Look, I enjoyed the art that he's made.
I'm sure he made the art of all the characters on my Christmas card. Yeah, I got my Christmas card today from Ghost and the rest of the TCR family. That was fun. I got them. And yes, Karaskin does deserve to be Capitalist of the Year. Next category is Best Chat Room, which, yeah, these two were added. Best Chat Room. The best chat room, in my opinion, is the one I'm usually in, the OG Capitalist Army chat room. Now, it seems like there are a few other groups that are competing. Them, the Brony Network, Slash Pull Slash, who else? The Steam Chat. But it seems like it's going to be between the Steam Chat and the Pull Chat. It's just because the OG Capitalist Army chat and the Brony Network chat, both of those chats are kind of at a war. Oh, and then there's the Discord chat. I forgot about them. And the Discord chat kind of, you know, coincides with the Brony Network chat. So they're kind of enemies of the OG Capitalist Army chat. And, you know, it just feels like a split, you know. It feels like a brand split. Like, you know, a WWE brand split. Like SmackDown versus Raw or something like that. Like, honestly, I think SmackDown's better than Raw. I love SmackDown. Anyways, the last category that I remember was added before May. I don't know if there were any others, because there is a caller on the line that might inform me. But Best Investigative Journalist. And I'm going to say Trump and Capitalist because of his articles. Now, he's made a lot of great articles, a lot of wonderful, wonderful articles. Hold up a bit. Okay. I think I got a new thing. What's going on? One new tweet? Wait a minute. But what about my picture? I got mine too. Come on, he didn't retweet it? He didn't retweet my autograph? Or no, not the autograph. The Christmas card? Shit. What? Maybe he'll see it. Maybe I should try again tomorrow. I'll try again tomorrow, you know. Maybe he just didn't see it. You know, he gets a lot of shit, you know. I guess he doesn't have time to look through all of it. But anyways, that Best Investigative Journalist, Trump and Capitalist, because of his articles. You understand. He's my nigga, you know. He's my nigga. So anyways, I need to see if Godzilla has any more, like, if there were any more categories added. I know he's on the line now. So, Godzilla, were there other categories that were added?
Nope, that's just it.
That's it? Okay. All right. So, I guess, what do you think of what I just said?
There are a couple that I can strongly agree with you on. I mean, Trump and Capitalist being a investigative journalist, I mean, he really did take it seriously, especially when the elections were going on. So, I mean, you got to give him really extreme props.
Yeah,
and
man.
As far as, I forgot what the other one was. As far as Karaskin goes, I mean, well, I'm kind of, there are a lot of competitors, but I mean, I can definitely see why Karaskin is a really good pick for Capitalist of the Year.
I understand.
As far as everything else, I mean, you know, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, well, obviously some of them, I mean, I'm like the Twitter shout out name and the, I'm trying to think of what else you were talking about. Well, obviously I haven't invested into that. So, I mean, like saying that, oh, you should pick this one. I mean, it kind of seemed childish to do, which I'm not going to do. But I actually do want to ask you this. If you really wanted to win in a category, which one would you want to win in?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I'll put you on mute for this one. Now, if I had one category that I wanted to win in for, okay, I'm sorry. I was talking with Metroid Junkie. He's working on a model for, I don't know. Okay, but there was a category. Okay, I would go for Fan of the Year, all right? And there's a good reason. You know, I followed a lot of Ghost's work. I've followed a lot of his propaganda. And I feel like that I would deserve that award if that was possible, but I just wasn't that recognized. You know, I'm not really as recognizable as a lot of these guys are. Hold up. Gotta get the meme rewind 2016 playing. Okay. But yeah, I just think that, you know, me being a part of, you know, True Capitalist Radio and actually reviewing it and doing it, you know, after, you know, just broadcasting after the show and talking about what Ghost talked about, I think, you know, okay, I'm going all over the place now. I don't know, man. But yeah, that would be the category I would be a part of.
Yeah, that's not a bad choice. I mean, I definitely see why you would pick that. I mean, the one that, I mean, I would want to nominate myself for, I mean, I'll be honest, I wouldn't want to be involved in any of the other categories, but I think the closest one that would come to mind for me would be Capitalist of the Year. I mean, not because I follow, like, all of Ghost's topics, but, mainly because, I mean, of the... As a musician, you know, like, you go through these, like, struggles of just trying to get some projects going, and at the same time, you also just working a part-time job just to help you, like, build up to your career, I guess. And
yes.
I'm also taking college, so, I mean, that's definitely a big step. I mean, trying to do a music tech program, so, like, all that stuff. I understand it's like a big competition, that thing, but if I wanted to see which one I would like make it into the most as far as the categories go, I would go for Capitalist of the Year.
Makes a lot of sense, man, since you've been working very, very hard. Man, I need to find a drink, and there's like only milk and this weird juice. Okay, Mama. But yeah, my mouth is starting to get dry, but I was going to read other people's thoughts and who should be what category. So in a bit, I'll be going back downstairs. And yeah, I'm going to be drinking milk because why the fuck not? And I'll read off people's thoughts. I'll even do an after show thing with it because I want to react to these. But yes. And if these make me, like, throw up, then so be it. All right. Let me see if I can put you on mute, Godzilla. I know you're still... You are still unmuted, but I'm going to put you on mute here in view. There we go. We're back. Now, I went to the hashtag Ghosties16. And I'll be reading off some of the people's nominations. Let's see. Make a streak. So I nominate at the Brony Network for Best Brony. All right. Liking it. Yes. Because he's actually doing something productive and isn't causing drama. Exactly. I can agree with that. Perfect. The hat could be smaller. All right, there we go. I just had to do that. So that's one. Let's see. At Politics Ghost, I nominate Seth First Ghost Next at Stop Hillary 114 for Best Shoutout Name. Okay. I nominate the Aspie Capitalist Teutonic Plague for Best Brony. Oh, man. Okay. All right. I can agree with that. Teutonic Plague. I forgot he was a Brony. And Fan of the Year. Yeah, no, don't do that. I nominate Big Smoke for Best Black Guy. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, he's worth it, too. I was actually thinking about actually nominating him and actually... Dude, I'm not even joking. I mean, I get he's a meme from somewhere, like, he's a public meme. Like, not just in the TCR community, but in, like, the whole meme community. Big Smoke is extra dip. Okay, hold up. We're just going to have to play it. Big Smoke. Oh, let's see. Montek says, I nominate Big Smoke for Best Black Guy. Yeah, there we go again. But, yeah, I'm just going to have to play this. And I was trolled with this not too long ago.
Can I take your order, please? Carl, what do you want? You got to eat to keep your strength up, man.
Hey, I'll take a number 9, fat boy.
Give me a number 9, just like he is.
Let me get a number 6 with extra dip.
I'll have 2 number 9, a number 9 large, a number 9 large with extra dip, a number 6 large, 2 number 9 large, 1 with cheese with extra dip, a number 6 large, 1 with cheese, 2 number 45s with extra dip, a number 7 large, a number 6, 2 number 9, 1 with cheese, and a large soap.
What the fuck? That was edited. That was obviously edited. A fast food prank. I actually want to see that with Big Smoke. Holy shit. So let's see. Nominate Big Smoke, LMFAO, Miss Beam of the Year. Wait, what? Fuck you, Mimi. Twiley Atkins, why not? Everyone else is putting themselves, so I'll put at Twiley Atkins down for best brony. Okay. All right. Fine. As long as you don't put yourself down as best troll. Twiley Atkins still considers me a brony, though. David Meza. Okay, never mind. I nominate at the Brony Network for best chat room. Fuck you. And best brony, okay? For being there and supporting you proudly. Sure, I guess he could win best chat room, but his chat room is cancer. That's the issue. I don't know. All right. Can I have a shout-out? No. What is this, Forged Ghosty Awards here? Nope. I nominate African Booty Scratcher. That's my nomination for Best Black Award. Best Black. Okay. I'm sorry. I guess that's what it was pronounced. I deserve that. Mimi. I deserve that title accordingly. Capitalist of the Year. Mimi, get the fuck out of here, Mimi. Tweet is unavailable. I nominate myself for Best Buttstalker. There's no Best Buttstalker. Oh, well, there is going to be other awards. So, Gurmit the Gay Frog. Oh, I got to follow this motherfucker. Ghost Butt Buddy. TCR Troll of the Year. Scarlet Moon. Fuck you. No. No. Fan of the Year. Tub Guy? What? Best Brony. You got 90 seconds to the show. Best Brony, Twiley Atkins. Fuck you. Best Black Guy, 213, baby, 213. What? What? I don't know, man. 213 did call once or twice this year. I think it was twice that he called. I don't know what's going on with him. Ghosty 16. Best Meme, Alamo Texas Martyrs, TCR Fan of the Year, the Enthusiastic Teutonic Plague, despite his autism and brown nosing. Whatever. I'm sure he won't win an award next year. We have a minute left. Let's see. Best Mexican, Asho. Best Trans Testicle, Amy Daly. Good, good. Best shout-out name, the Can's Testicle. Ha ha! Or the Trans Can. I'll nominate at... Oh, I should put that back. Oh, how about that? I nominate that as the best shout... No, you know what? I already chose Bubbly Butt Butter. Okay. I nominate at Twiley... Well, hold up. At Twiley Atkins, this is Ghost, and Amy Daly for Best Women. Dr. Bristle, motherfucker. I'm sorry. It seems like every time I see something from Dr. Bristle... Every time I see something from Dr. Bristle, it makes me fucking cringe. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. Okay, Steam Chat for Best Chat Room. All right. Thank you, Haruka. Twiley Atkins for Best Pony Splicer and Best Brony Troll. Fuck. No. Competition heating up for the Catholic of the Year. Okay, here's my nomination. Changing my vote. I nominate... That's mine. Nominations. November 14. Best Troll, Boat Sit 73. Okay. Best... Well, yeah, we're an after show. Best Capitalist, Templeton. What? He doesn't earn dough. Okay, anyways. Best Chat Room, Steam. Best Journalist, Trumpin. Okay. Obviously, I nominate the TCR Steam Chat for Best Chat Room. We Dem Boys. Is that where Sergeant Yoda is? Like, I don't see him in the OG Capitalist Army. I don't know. Okay, CDI fan 237. Let's see. I also nominate the Brony Network for Best Chat Room and Best Brony. I did shit with that. I nominate the Trump and Capitalist, King Edward Undead, and Dr. Bristle for TCR Investigative Journalist of the Year. He nominated himself. You see that? Dr. Bristle. That's Dr. Bristle again. Look. I was nominated for Investigative Journalist, Worst Character, and I believe Best Brony, believe it or not. Those were my three nominations, and I was nominated by three different people. So I don't know, man. I'm barely even a part of the community. I mean, yeah, I support Ghost. I do recaps of his shows and shit, but I'm barely even a character on the show. I'm not even – I used to be a Brony, and I don't know why they want to force that on me. They're forcing it. They're forcing me to be a Brony. I'm like, how am I supposed to... Okay, I also nominate Raiden Steak for Best TCR Investigative Journalist. I understand that. Okay, the Educators vote the Trump and Capitalist for the Journalist of the Year, yes. Nominations, 4 out of 6. Best Fail Troll, Teutonic Plague. Best Tranny, Mrs. Ghost. No. But yeah, Fail Troll, Teutonic Plague, I can agree. Mexican Asho, Black Guy, Ghetto Capitalist. So I guess Ghetto Capitalist might win. I thought Ghetto Capitalist was actually Mexican, but I guess I'm wrong. The Educators would like to submit at Twiley Atkins as well for Troll of the Year. Fuck you. I said if... Yeah, and I said this. If Twiley Atkins wins Troll of the Year, I was going to say I was going to leave the internet. No, I'm actually going to become a Brony. And I doubt that Twiley Atkins will become Troll of the Year. So, Best TCR Journalist of the Year is clearly Trump and Capitalist, obviously. I nominate the Discord chat for Best Chat Room. Yes, thank you, Disco Waffle. We know. I feel like talking them out. I feel like chewing them out a bit. You know, I got to go in there sometime. How about it? I just go in there and surprise the mother. That's a good idea. That's exactly what I'm going to do. That's exactly what... I know, Godzilla, you're in there. I'm gonna see if I can find... Well, hey, Godzilla, are they there at all?
Here, let me check. No, Liquid Swartzy seems to be on, but... I can't clarify if he is listening. Brony Drumming is muted. That's
I don't know. Wait a minute. Where is it? Like, where's the naughty children? What? Where's the... God help me, please. All right. Got it. Wait, Leggy? My name's not fucking Leggy. Somebody log out, please. All right. Help. Naughty children. Did I just expose something from my sister? Hold up. Godzilla, I'm booting you. Unmute. What is this? What is this? Captain Kink? Captain Yuri? Okay, that's somebody else. I'm sorry. Hinky Licky? I can mute Leggy? Who is Leggy, okay? Why? Is my sister part of this? What is this? Okay. Is the naughty children thing a thing you know, Godzilla?
No.
I don't know, and I'm on as a person named Leggy? Is my sister on here? Like, this is something that looks like my sister would do. The fuck? Shit. How do I log out of here? Member list. No, no member list. I want to get out of here. I don't know how to log out of fucking... Oh, help me. Adding emoji magic? I don't know what to do. I guess, here, I'll put you on mute for this. Well, let me see if I can do something. I'm looking here, and this is a room that I don't remember being in. It's like I'm getting in trouble for this. Okay. Muting my channel? Who's Leggy? What is this? No, no. Just please help me log out. I can't get out of here. At recent mentions. Recent mentions? At everyone. No. Town of Salem, that's the game my sister plays. I don't know. Oh, this is her account. 2 Olex. God damn. Looks fucking gay. What? No, she's never directed. All. Let's just go to all. How do I log out? Any way I can log out, Godzilla? Like, this is weird.
Out of Discord?
Yeah, there's no way I can log out of here.
Let's see. I think it's... If you go to the... Okay, so if you're on a channel, there should be a settings bar.
Settings bar if I'm on a channel? Hold up. A settings bar? Where would the settings bar be?
It has the little, okay, so it's, like, at the bottom of the chat room, and it should have,
user
like, this.
Oh, settings. Oh, yeah, this is definitely Katie's. Okay, hold up. Leggy, Jesus Christ. All right, how do I log out, though? That's user settings, connections. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm never going to come back to Discord, it looks like. This is sucks.
Well, I don't know what you're using. I'm... Oh, I thought I... Freaking... Anyways, are you using the PC? Is that it?
Yeah, PC.
Oh, I'm using my phone, so settings are a little different.
Oh, jeez. Notifications. Like, I'm looking at account, current password, change my log. Oh, Jesus. Yep, that's never gonna happen. Looks like I'm just done. This is weird. All right, I'm putting you on mute. I'm just done. I'm just going to end the show right now. I'm sorry. I was going to go into Discord, but it seems like I can't log out. I can leave the server. Oh, never mind. Hold up a minute. I think we got something. Leave the server. Now what? Online, locked. What do I do? Notifications, appearance. Security, remote. Oh, what's this? Log out? No, that looks like go back. You know what? Yeah, text images, friends, connections. There's no way I know how to log out of here. Oh. Oh, all right, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm getting out of here. Thank you, Godzilla, for participating, and I want to thank other people who have listened to tonight's show. I'm out of here, man. See y'all later.